Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So five of the major television networks in the United States are drafting a letter to President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, asking them to commit to televised debates ahead of the 2024 election. That's what CNN's reporting. I'm going to tell you this. I think Trump would love to debate. I think people want to see Trump debate Joe Biden, but there is no way on God's green earth that they are going to let Joe Biden go and debate Donald Trump, much less anybody else. You know, we hear talk about how these interviews are highly scripted, that they absolutely have to adhere to the preform that they have laid out. You know, there's no way that Joe Biden's going to stand there for any kind of a debate. It's, in my opinion, it's just not going to happen. I mean, there is, I think, pressure to have to do that, but they're in a quandary, my friends. Yeah, they can stand him up, jack him up for something on the State of the Union, but that is a one-way transmission. If he had to stand there and debate with Donald Trump or just about anybody else that you could think of, that's definitely a no-go. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And, of course, we're going to open up our telephone lines at the bottom of this hour if you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, Denise, what do you think? Do you think this is going to be effective in getting the two candidates to debate? Or what do you think is going to happen with something like that?
Trump will definitely debate.
Yeah.
That's just easy. He would like nothing better than to do that. You know, Biden, he doesn't know whether to sit down or wind his watch. So it'll come down to his campaign. And then, you know, if they even choose to, they'll do another kind of cheat thing that they did with the Obama Romney thing. They'll give him the questions in advance, or give them a heads up in advance on how the questions would be framed. And then he'll have, a cheat sheet. So,
well, yeah. I just don't even know if he could, really excel with something like that even. I mean, I hear exactly what you're saying, because they can't have these interviews unless they know exactly what it's going to be. He knows exactly what
Precisely.
He's going to say.
That's right.
And the president of the United States, people watch these debates historically to see how they act on their feet, because there's always some zinger that comes in. They try to anticipate them, obviously, but there's always something that happens. There's some debate moment and, they have to respond. And if they don't get it right, the American people kind of size them up. And so it's a very, very important part of the campaign. There's no doubt about that.
That's precisely right. And I suggested to somebody in the inner circle a couple of weeks ago that if Biden chooses not to debate for whatever reason, then Trump can do a mock debate. He can stand there behind a podium, have another podium. They can ask a question, and then you can just go back and get canned answers of things that Obama has said, and just, kind of like artificial deep fakes, and put those in there as Biden's answers.
Yeah, well, exactly right. It is, again, even to the topics that they would be discussing. In fact, Denise, in hour number one, we had Tony in Tampa call up. He said, how can the Democrats justify the gas prices? And I was telling them, well, they can't, you know, so they're gonna talk about everything else other than that. I mean, they just can't really stand toe to toe with what's happening in the world right now, try and make it look like they've got it under control.
I was watching a special kind of a documentary last night, or investigative journalism. I almost hate to say that because there's so little of it. That was actually done by Bloomberg, and I'm not a fan of Bloomberg. But it's actually the second time I had seen it, and sometimes when you see things the second time, you see more than you saw the first time. And it was about what they call Putin's shadow tankers.
Right.
And how the United States has applied all of these sanctions on Russia because of the invasion into Ukraine, but not one of these is taking or being enforced. Not any of them, certainly when it comes to shipping. Because they've gone and they've got all these dealers, all these new businessmen that have just kind of come out of the woodwork. And where are they? They're all in Dubai, mm-hmm. of all places. And the guy said, you can't get on an elevator any place in Dubai and not hear everybody speaking Russian in the elevators.
Wow.
And what they're doing is they're doing tanker-to-tank transfers, oil transfers. They've gone out and they've bought all of these old tankers that should have been mothballed by now. Some of them are so bad that they even said that there's likely going to be a massive oil spill off the coast of Greece. Okay? And they're transferring the oil from one tanker to another right off the coast of Greece. And why are they doing this? To evade sanctions.
Wow.
And
yeah.
They estimate that the income of this is worth an estimated $8 billion a month into the coffers of the Kremlin.
That's unbelievably, yeah.
Paying for the war machine.
And that's $8 billion a month.
A month.
Yeah, and that's just the $8
billion. And why is
about.
This? It's because the EU, the G7, these European countries, they're purposely turning a blind eye to buy Russian oil. Now, it's not coming from Russia. I mean, directly. It's going from Russia. They're transferring it to another tanker. They don't know who the insurance companies are. They don't know who the captains are. They don't know the flag of the ship.
And then
it goes to India. India converts it so it's no longer Russian oil. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is incredible. Yeah, stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right, everybody. It is the Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing to race through and rocket through this particular iteration of the program this morning. And I want to thank Rick, listening on 860. Thank you for your message. I appreciate it very, very much. And, yeah, we like playing the cars there for a minute. That was a lot of fun. And, yeah, we'll see if we can get some Tom Petty in there as well. And I appreciate your thoughts as well, Rick. Thanks for sending in the direct message. Also, we heard from driver Ron as well. And let's go ahead and bring Denise Simon in here on this. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
There she is. All right, good. Well, and of course, Denise is from founderscode.com, of course, and I wanted to share this with you as well, Denise. So Ron, listening in Denver, of course, he says, Kyle, are you sure those high school students didn't believe the load that Sheila Jackson Lee was feeding them? The sad thing is that with the dumbing down of America's school system,
yes,
those kids probably didn't know any different. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my thought, too.
Yeah, it does, because nobody was going like, what? You know, at the same time, they were probably being respectful at that time, but it definitely was something that the science teachers at Booker T. Washington High School in Houston will have a lot of cleanup to do, don't you think?
Nobody's going to bother. Yeah. I think they're used to Sheila Jackson Lee. That's, you know, she's... this isn't her first rodeo in this kind of stupidness.
Right, exactly. Well, let me ask you this, Denise. Obviously, Israel says that they're prepared to attack Iranian nuclear facilities probably across the board, energy production or weapons, and it's probably all the same, basically, for the Iranians. But, you know, this is a very, very big deal. is this just going to be predicated on what Iran does to Israel? They haven't responded yet to the Damascus hit against the embassy. So what do you think about all this?
It'd be interesting to see what war planes they have with Iran, something that I think have been in the works for years, going all the way back to the time when Netanyahu was speaking at the UN and showed kind of a cartoon of a nuclear bomb.
I remember,
Yeah. So don't think that this is, you know, kind of new planning, because I don't think that it is. And I think it has the United States and Europe somewhat into a panic, because they have to take Israel quite seriously. But bigger than that, we have so much investment. The United States, sadly so, has so much investment in Iran that they're very worried that this thing will hurt politically, most of all, with vote.
Right.
But beyond that, what are the consequences for places outside of Iran? Now, what would it look like? Well, I don't think that they would. I don't think you can use any kind of ordinance to bomb a nuclear site, because a lot of what is happening there is so far underground. You know, bunker busters or even the Moab, I don't think could reach it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be some other method. Maybe like a Stuxnet Part 2.
Right, yeah, something, I don't want to say more subtle, but more effective in terms of really setting them back, because that's what Stuxnet did, we understand. It set them back quite significantly.
It did, yes. And of course, you don't want to kill anybody necessarily. You just want to hurt the system for as long as you possibly can. But don't think that the other Arab nations are not turning up their own intelligence wings, or apparatus, I should say, as hard and as fast as they can to determine what Israel is considering, what their abilities are, and what their own abilities are. In other words, would Saudi Arabia go all in with this? I don't think the United States under Biden would. Trump probably would. But, you know, the other thing, too, is it could just be a shot across the bow for right now. You know, Iran likes to send out all of these threatening Scud missiles.
Right.
So, you know, Israel may be doing the same thing.
Well, and it's going to be interesting, too. I was hearing, it was not John Kirby, but Jake Sullivan, I think, talking to the reporters at the White House press briefing room. They're saying, well, because we've heard the reports that Netanyahu has a date in mind for the invasion mm-hmm. of Rafah. So Sullivan's mm-hmm. talking about, well, they haven't presented anything to us.
They haven't.
Yeah. And
I wouldn't either.
Right. Well, because somehow that might just leak, wouldn't it?
Of course it would.
Yeah, exactly. And so he goes on. Yeah, he goes on to say, but at the same time, they've got to protect the civilians, and they've got to present to us, meaning the U.S., some kind of plan. And if we got to figure out if it's serious enough. And I'm thinking, what is Israel a vassal state of the United States? I mean,
that's
this is the way they're talking.
They've been operating. And I think the same thing is with Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, they virtually have, you know, their hand on the gear shift. And then instead of being in overdrive, they're in first gear.
No kidding. And it's making that horrible noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much in first gear. And by the way, you mentioned Ukraine. Well, Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, was up on the Hill, and he was asked point blank about whether or not is the whole point to bring Ukraine into NATO. He basically said, yeah, that's exactly the plan.
It is the plan, but there's no way. You have to meet certain thresholds, and Ukraine doesn't meet those thresholds right now. They're working to get Ukraine to, you know, clean up the mess. And a lot, and almost all of that mess, by the way, Zelensky inherited. But nonetheless, it isn't anytime soon that Ukraine's going to be in NATO. But they're putting it out there. That, too, is kind of a Scud missile across the bow of the Kremlin.
Right. Well, only I mention it because obviously one of the main reasons that that Putin, I think, wants Ukraine so badly is he wants to keep that buffer. I'm not justifying it. I'm just simply saying I think that's how he thinks. And if Ukraine was, in fact, going to be NATO anytime soon, which obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon, but this is going to be infuriating to Putin. You know, we don't know what he'll do as a result of that.
It's really not the buffer. He wants ownership of the pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is a massive pipeline going into Eastern Europe and to Europe.
So he can control oil and gas. Yeah.
Yes, and he wants that. The other thing, too, is that Ukraine is like the third grain producer in the world. And they ship grain pretty much, you know, everywhere across Europe into Africa. And that is a large part of their economy. Well, Russia doesn't have that. So those are the two things that he is seeking.
Well, and certainly, though, you know, even with proximity between Ukraine and Poland and so forth, you know, can you imagine having a Kremlin-controlled Ukraine right on that border? It would seem to me that that would also raise tensions.
Well, Ukraine's been doing some interesting things here lately. They've been hitting a lot of the Russian Navy fleet. So some of their many of their ships are now out of service. And they've been hitting their fighter jets. So there have been a lot of interesting fires in and around Russia. So they're crossing into the border.
Yeah.
Ukraine is.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole thing is so out of kilter from the Middle East to Eastern Europe to our own southern border. The Biden administration has got us into such terrible straits. Yeah, that we can't even say. I mean, the ramifications of this. I mean, if we get another 4 years of this kind of thing with who's ever in the basement of the White House making decisions, you know, I don't know what the world's going to look like. But I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour real quick here. And folks, when we come back, we'll open up the telephone lines. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you are a first-time caller, dial 949-822-7959. See what I did there? All right. Stay right there.
Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15 year prison term in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters predict that intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You know, we do have a lot of fun on this show, and we do have some great music, and we've got some great times, and we've got some great stuff to talk about. Literally, it never runs out, my friends. There's always something every day happening that we love to talk about, analyze, bring to your attention. That's what we do, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, of course. And Kyle Warren with you, of course. We've also got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Be sure to head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles, the other materials that Denise has over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
I tell you what, we've got our lines lit up. They are lit up literally like a Christmas tree at this point. So we're going to go as fast as we can here and make sure we can get to everybody. We got Backgammon and Bob starting us off, and then we've got Aaron in Denver. We got Neil in Henderson. We got Scott waiting on the line as well. So good morning, Backgammon and Bob. What's your question or comment for Denise? Backgammon and Bob, good morning.
Hello,
Backgammon and Bob. All right, well, I think he might have his radio turned up or something. I don't know. Let's head over to the next line. We'll come back to Bob. Aaron in Denver, good morning. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hey, Denise. Denise, you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, you hear me? Hey, Denise, what do you thought about Trump's statement Monday? What do you thought, Denise?
Is that about the abortion statement?
Yeah, the abortion statement, yes.
I believe in the federalist system, just like the founders did, which says the power, if it's not in the Constitution, the power goes back to the states. Okay. And I think Trump was stating the obvious. And that's where we are. So it didn't surprise me at all, but I think it's a situation here where every state is going to have their own policy, and those will be challenged, and they'll be challenged in a very big way, and already are.
Those decisions, right, Denise? Those decisions will likely affect other states as well.
They absolutely are, and it will drive an awful lot of people to the polls because some of these things are on the ballot initiatives. I don't think it was a cop out. I don't think he said it right, but he was close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where I am.
Well, very cool.
Well, I just look at Denise. Trump is damn if he do, he's damn if he don't.
Anybody so, in the know, entire it, yes.
Yeah, it yes. doesn't matter. I mean, because I'm not. I don't support Trump because whether he's pro-life or pro-choice. There's so many other issues that I support Trump on.
Yes.
Yes. So it's not. So abortion is not my main focus when it comes to what's going on in this country. There's so many other issues that are affecting this country. Mm-hmm. And also, before I go, Denise, the ruling in Arizona using a 160-year-old law to ban abortion, except if the mother life is in danger. What do you think, Miss Denise?
I thought that one was I thought that one was a little over the top, but
yes.
I think we have to have a discussion on why we have abortions in the first place. They should be rare and with exceptions, which takes us back all the way before Roe versus Wade to start with.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron in Denver, we appreciate the call very much. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. All right, Aaron in Denver, everybody. Okay, we're going to head over right now. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You got a question or comment for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle. I don't want to waste time. I want to piggyback upon what Aaron was talking about. I tell you what. If the Republican Party does not get this messaging right, they're going to lose the House, they're going to lose the Senate, they're going to lose the White House. Already, they're blaming the 1864 law in Arizona on Trump. It's his fault because he appointed Supreme Court justices that appealed Roe v. Wade and came out with Dobbs, which is ridiculous. Okay? Now, there's another point that I became aware of this, all right? The Trump-hating media, all right, they are protected by the First Amendment, or that's their excuse for lying and being deceitful, disgusting people. But their narrative is designed to be injurious, to create injury, okay? To injure one person primarily, Donald Trump and their vote, and to manipulate and determine elections. That should not be protected by the First Amendment. That is my opinion. One other thing, and I've said this repeatedly, nobody has challenged me on this, all right? The president cannot write law, and he cannot issue a ban on abortion. The United States Congress, same thing. They write laws, but they cannot issue a national ban on abortion. Why can't somebody stand up and say that? I was happy with what Trump said. Yeah. I felt he gave us some clarity. He did not go far enough. He did not nail it down to the Constitution. It drives me crazy. There is no pushback from any of them.
Well, good point, Neil. We appreciate the call very much. We'll let Denise respond, and you have yourself a great morning. We'll talk again soon.
You too.
Thanks. Well, what do you think, Denise? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say it again. I believe in federalism. And, this comes down to what the states want to do. And nothing is closer to the voters. Nothing is closer to the voters than at the state level. So, ladies and gentlemen, this entire topic, this is why I kind of cop out on it, and I've copped out on it for 20 years. There's not going to be a winner. There's just not going to be. The right isn't going to win at this debate, and neither is the left.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always going to be a burr in our saddle. I don't know how else to put it. All kinds of people that want to debate it, fine, go ahead, go for it. I'm just not going to be in it.
Well said.
I don't mean to be, a coward, and I don't think I am. I've just thought about it for years and years and years, and, it's not a winning argument.
Well, we got Scott in Southern Florida patiently waiting there on the line. Good morning, Scott. You're on with me and Denise Simon. We got Scott in Southern Florida. Scott in Southern Florida.
Hello.
All right, going once, going twice. He might be listening to some of those. So we'll go back and we'll see if we can. We'll get Eric in Tennessee. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, you guys were just talking previous segment before the bottom of the hour break there regarding Iran, Israel bombing nuclear facilities, etc. Now, you also mentioned Stuxnet. You're hoping that there's a Stuxnet 2.0. If people remember Stuxnet, that came out of MITRE Corporation back in the early, the early 09, 010 time frame. So, Stuxnet gets into those centrifuges, screws up the rotational speeds and this, that, and the other.
Siemens. It affected the Siemens systems.
Yes, ma'am. So that goes in and just makes this malware that basically disrupts the higher logic of the programming. I'm not the whiz bang computer dude, but if people remember John Wheeler, one of the guys that was instrumental in advising even the Obama administration regarding what was going on with some of that stuff, he was found dead in a landfill out in Delaware, like in I think it was 2011 or 12. He was found dead, New Year's Eve, found dead, and that story went away like in 10 seconds. It was he was just meandering. No one knew what was going on, and we were doing deals. I don't want to say doing deals, but that was when the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett and all that, they were still trying to court the Iranian regime. And that was even when Ahmadinejad, one of the guys who actually took over the embassy in Tehran, was the quote unquote president. So all that was going on. So I don't think that this stuff. I think Israel. I don't want to say they're biting off more than they can chew, because you got some definitely hard hitter pipe hitters in that military.
Yeah.
But I think they've. I don't want to say cried wolf, but we've seen this play out before. This security theater, in my opinion, to a certain extent, play out before. So I think they're trying to get more, more hardline Israelis or supporters.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. We're heading out to the break. Take care. All right, Denise, you take care as well. We're going to look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So let me get this straight. Costco is selling as much as $200 million in gold bars monthly, according to a Wells Fargo estimate. That's significant. And we're definitely going to ask our good friend, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, of course. You can go over there. You can find out all about Chris, his radio program, his podcast, and much more. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And we'll head over here. We'll say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing great this morning. And so I guess Costco, I did not know this. Evidently, you can buy gold at Costco now.
Yeah, I heard about that a while ago. Interesting to say the least. To each his own, I guess.
I guess so, but you know, I can't imagine having to put all those bars, you know, into the Costco cart and then have the checker at the end where you get out the door, they have to check it. I don't know, they count the gold bars. I'm just teasing. You know, I'm just joking, obviously, but I could see it in a warehouse like that, but now they'd have to be Fort Knox, I guess.
But, yeah, I don't think it's looking like the bars that you think that we'd see like in Goldfinger there, and nothing like that. That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Chris, from something a little bit light there to something everybody's going to be looking at later today on Wednesday, we got the CPI report that's supposed to be coming out, And I've heard some discussion about this, you know, depends on what it looks like. That's also going to play into what the Fed can determine about inflation, or at least make they can tell us what they think about it. And I heard one person saying if this is way too hot a report, the Fed could actually consider hiking rates again because inflation would be still, you know, going too strong.
I mean, yeah, I've heard that too. I don't foresee that happening. I really don't. I think, especially obviously in an election year as well, I think it would be you know, a little bit politically untenable at this point in time. So no, I don't foresee the Federal Reserve, you know, hiking rates anytime soon. You know, what they do and how they go about viewing the CPI report. You know, what's interesting is that you had a couple banks actually lower their interest rate on their savings and deposits, maybe signaling that the Fed might be lowering sooner. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what the thinking is. You know, I've you know, learned a long time ago, trying to make heads or tails out of what the Federal Reserve is going to do is, again, it's a pretty much an exercise in futility. You know, we're banging the drum for a long time, even prior to when inflation went parabolic, that the Fed kept rates low for way too long, and the whole zero interest rate policy was not you know, beneficial at all. Mispricing money is not a good thing. So again, I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I might be inculcated already into people's perceptions that, you know, if I just wait a little bit longer, then we are going to get to those near zero interest rates, and I'll sell my house, or I'll buy a house, or, you know, I'll make some move at that point. But that is not going to return anytime soon, wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't. And quite frankly, if rates came back way back down, I think it would actually, you know, I think it would inflate housing prices to an even greater degree. The issue you have right now is, you know, quite frankly, is supply in many places, and also, you know, how states, you know, end up, you know, running their property taxes. You know, I know plenty of people in areas of the country that, because they've got laws where their property taxes are locked in at a low rate, and they've been in a home for decades, and the appreciation is there. And one of the reasons why they may want to downsize, they may want to go to something smaller, but it doesn't make any sense for them to do that, because then if they move, their property taxes are going to increase, based upon that. And again, there's a lot of local, you know, rules and regulations that could be tinkered with to help free up and bring down the cost of homes. But again, that's up to local municipalities and states.
Well, exactly right. And one thing I did see earlier, this is a story coming out of Texas. The Texas Attorney General is suing to stop a guaranteed income program for some Houston area residents. It's not a massive program by any estimation, but this is one of those things where it's like a guaranteed income or a stipend, which is, I would suspect, if this is different than "quote unquote welfare" in that sense, where you know, it's like a safety net, but this seems to be something that's the precursor anyway of like a universal basic income type of thing.
Yeah, I got little programs like this that are around the country, and they try, you know, studying it, but you know, what the effects are going to be on certain people. And again, the size of these things, are, you know, they never really would actually kind of play out into the real world. And quite frankly, you know, if some, you know, some left wing, you know, group out there, whatever it may be, wants to go ahead and give money away from people, that's their prerogative. Once you're getting into tax dollars, that's another whole different ball of wax.
Well, exactly right. And you know, when we talk about interest rates or we talk about the Fed, there's so much of this, you know, daily, sort of calling play by play, it seems, in the media, the financial media. But really, would I be correct in saying that really what's important to see are the trends? It's like you can't really make an analysis, you know, day by day. It's like analyzing the entire football game over, you know, just a couple of downs or something.
Well, yeah. Again, you have to try to extrapolate things over a longer period of time, and it's, you know, the same thing when it holds to, you know, you're building portfolios and you're looking at earnings for a company. You know, quarter by quarter, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit, you know, too much information and paralysis by analysis, and I think we get that often, but. I think people can recognize what their financial situation is just based upon a few years ago and can compare and contrast on their own.
Well, indeed. Now, also, there's a federal appeals court on Tuesday. They upheld a decision by the EPA giving California the ability to establish a zero emission standard and make electric vehicle requirements as well. Here we go with the government mandates that, you know, don't seem to be operating in the regular world. It's just say let it be, and somehow is the market going to follow that, or is this obvious? Could this be a catastrophe in the making then?
I think it's a bit of a catastrophe in the making, and I don't see this thing holding up. I think this has gone to the next level. You're talking about interstate commerce here that has taken into effect in this country. I mean, California was its own country. I could do what I want, but when you're going to be imposing things where goods have to be moved over the state, and you've got ports there, I don't know if you're going to start seeing changes in how things are delivered and where they're moved to and whatnot, because again, you're putting a burden on other areas of the country. Be kind of like, think about it this way. I said, if there was a different type of electrical outlet for every single state, how difficult that would make it be. We already deal with that to some degree in regards to all of the blends that we have for gasoline based upon, states and how much more expensive that makes our refining costs consumers.
Well, right. Yeah, exactly. And things are always kind of different parts of the country. And it is interesting, too. Of course, even in California, there's so much tax involved in a gallon of gas that it really does. I mean, everybody here, when I was driving down the road earlier today, it's $5 a gallon. It's at least five and a half if you want the 91 octane, if your car has to take that. But this is, this kind of stuff is not good overall, because if you have the government mandating things, I don't know that the market can take over organically, because that's what happens when you have real advancements in technology. People have their smartphones today because they're better than the old flip phones. They do more. And so it just seems like that's a natural progression there, as opposed to mandate EVs, everybody has to.
Well, yeah. Well, again, as a mechanism been put into place in California to, pay for, the roads when you're forcing people into EVs and have to buy gasoline, where is the money going to come from to maintain and repair the roads? I mean, has anything been put into place? I mean, they're going to have to start charging by the mile.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
That's kind of coming soon to a theater near you. They have no choice.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We are coming right back after the top of the hour news. We got a lot more to go here on this Wednesday edition.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.